Hallelujah. He is the highest praise. Hallelujah. He is the highest praise. So we praise you, O Lord, and we magnify your name. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. So we praise you, O Lord, and we magnify your name. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. So we praise you, O Lord, and we magnify your name. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah, anyhow. Never let your troubles bring you down. When your troubles come your way, hold your head up high and say, Hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah. Anyhow, never let your troubles bring you down. When your troubles come your way, hold your head up high and say, Hallelujah, anyhow. Oh, hallelujah, anyhow. Never let your troubles bring you down. When your troubles come your way, hold your head up high and say, Hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for your love, your kindness, your tender mercy, and for blessing us to see another day. As I often declare, God, that this is the day that the Lord hath made. And we want to thank you for blessing us to see another day. As I prepared myself for prayer this morning, I was laying in my bed, Father. The songs of hallelujah kept ringing down in my soul. Hallelujah, anyhow. We don't have to worry about allowing our troubles to get us down. If we could just boldly declare hallelujah to give you the highest praise, to offer unto you the highest praise, God. Oh, God, you can come in and you can transform our situation. You can transform our environment. You can shift the atmosphere because our atmosphere and our mindset will go away from worrying about the trial to magnifying and lifting up the name of Jesus. And anytime we lift up the name of Jesus, he said he'll draw us in. He'll draw us into his presence. He'll draw us in to his bosom. He'll draw us in. And so that's our desire today, to lift up the name of Jesus so that you may come in and inhabit the praises of your people. For where your spirit is, there is liberty, God. There is freedom, Lord. There is healing. There is deliverance. There is peace. There is joy. And it's our desire, God, each and every day, to allow you to walk with you along this perilous and this trialsome pathway. God, we bless your name this morning. We offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. We give you all of the glory, Lord. We give you all of the honor, Lord. We give you all of the praise in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are worthy, God. You're worthy of honor, God. You're worthy of adoration. You're worthy to be lifted up, and you're worthy to be magnified. We bless your name, God, because we love you, God, today. With all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, we love you, Lord, not only because you first loved us, because your track record, God, is sure and amen, God. And when I bring my petition to you, oh, God, you answer me, because you promised that if I call upon you, you'll answer me. You'll never let me go silent, Lord, but you'll answer my prayers. You'll answer my pleas. You'll hear my petitions. And God, they won't just go up to the ceiling and hit the ceiling. And I thank you for the power of prayer. I thank you for a way to communicate with you. I thank you, Lord, that I don't have to send you a letter. I don't have to send you a fax. I don't have to go through anyone else. I don't have to go through an intercessory or intermediary, excuse me, because Jesus Christ is interceding on our behalf. He is that kind of, I don't have to go to someone that may fail, God. The computers may fail. When I attempt to send an email, the internet may be down or a network may be down and the message may not get to you, Lord. I don't have to try to call you on the phone, oh God, because the phone bill may not be paid, God. It may not be up to date, God, and it may not. The call may not go through. I don't have to send a fax, Lord, because the fax can be sent to someone else. But that's all I have to do is call on your name. That's all I have to do is cry out, Abba, Father. That's all I have to do is call on the name of an almighty God, and you will hear my cries. You will hear my pleas as the Spirit gives utterance, as the Spirit takes my prayers and my moanings and my groanings before you, God, when I can't even make up words to say. When words cannot even be formed in my mouth, Lord, the Spirit intercedes and takes our message up to the Father, God, so that you'll know our petitions, you'll know our pleas, you'll hear our cries. And so, God, I want to say thank you, God. You are an awesome God. No wonder angels bow down before you. No wonder heaven and earth adores you. So you're worthy of all of the highest praise. Hallelujah, God. Words cannot even express, God, our gratitude. And so we offer to you what we call the highest praise. And we give you the holy, God, holy, holy. God, you're Lord God Almighty. Oh, God, you're magnificent, full of glory, full of honor, full of magnificence, God, full of praise. God, you're worthy to be lifted up, and you're worthy to be adored this morning. And we thank you for all that you have done, and we thank you for what you are doing in our lives. We thank you for daily, God, that we can walk with you. I'm reminded of the song even now, daily I shall worship you, God. Give us a determination to make your name glorious on a daily basis. God, we take this day, I mean this journey, day by day. We're not getting ahead of ourselves, and we're not looking behind ourselves. But God, we're pressing towards the mark for the prize of the high calling. We're pressing towards a higher calling than you, Lord, today. We're pressing for a greater anointing than you today. And so we don't want to be a loafer, oh God, on this day. But Lord, we want to be hungry and we want to be thirsty, oh God, consistently and fervently seeking after your will, God. Because if we ask for a greater anointing, God, so much is given and much is required, Lord. And so we have been required to do, oh God, things, oh God, that normal people don't do. Those that don't believe, those that don't want a greater anointing, God, those that don't want a closer walk with you. We are required to do more, Lord. So that means we have to get into our word, Lord, because I want to know you more intimately, Lord. That means I must find myself praying at all times and praying without ceasing, because I want my communication and my relationship to be stronger with you in the mighty name of Jesus. That means I must take more time to fast and God commit a little bit more time to fasting, because I don't want this flesh to get any of your glory. I don't want this flesh to get any of your honor, but all the glory and all the honor belongs to you. So my flesh, oh God, has to be put under subjection on a daily basis, and I have to take up my cross daily in the mighty name of Jesus. That means I must carry some weight, Lord. That means I must carry some trials, Lord. That means I must carry some people, God, out of a perilous pathway, oh God, away from death, God. I must carry some situations and bear my cross on a daily basis, because I want to get to you, Lord. I want your glory to be revealed in my life. God, I want to make you smile, and I want to be pleasing to you today in the mighty name of Jesus on a daily basis. We have daily journeys and daily tasks that you have set out for us. And we thank you, God, that you that have begun a good work, he that has begun a good work in us is able to perform it. So, God, as you have brought us into this day, God, you have already ordained us and ordained what you need us to do on this day. You've granted us everything that we need and more. You won't put no more on us than we can bear. So the things that we're going through, the trials and the tribulations and the storms that are raging in our lives right now, you already knew that we could handle it and that we can go through. And so instead of worrying, instead of fretting, instead of fearing, instead of being concerned, instead of being depressed, God, we rebuke that spirit right now, or those spirits right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and spring up like a well of living water in us, the well of living water that reaffirms and reminds us of the word of God, that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. Your word is a light unto our pathway. So, God, we have something to do for you today, and that's to do what David said, and that I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be in our mouth. That's my determination today. Not to worry, God, but to bless your name, God. Not to be depressed, oh God, but to bless your name, God. Not to be overwhelmed today, but to lift up your name today. Not to be concerned, but to magnify the God of my salvation. For when praises go up, blessing can't help but to come down. And I not only want your blessings, Lord, but I want your presence. I want your glory. I want your anointing, God. I want you to inhabit my praises on this day. And so I lift my hands in the sanctuary, and I bless the name and the God of my salvation, oh God, because you are worthy of praise. And God, I believe in you today. I believe you, God. I believe that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think. But it's according to the power of the faith that works in me. So I move those things that cause me not to believe you. I move those things out of me that cause me to fret. I move those things out of my attention, and I find myself walking by faith and not by sight. So God, honor my faith today. Honor my commitment to you today. Honor, oh God, your word, because you said your word will never return unto you void, but it will accomplish what it set forth out to accomplish. And your word is there to make us strong. Your word is to lead and guide us. It's there to lead and guide and direct us. Your word is to show us the way. Show us the way, Lord, today. In everything that we come across today, show us the way, Lord. As we intercede on behalf of others, God, show us the way, Lord. As we pray for our family, as we pray for our children, as we pray for our coworkers, God, show us the way, Lord. As we pray for those that are strangers, God, that are not intimate with us, Lord, show us the way, Lord. Show us how to be pleasing you, to you, God, because without faith, it's impossible to please you, God. And that's my mission today, to please you, God, and to fulfill purpose that you have for my life on this day. God, I thank you. Because, God, you are a rock in a weary land. You are everything that we need and more. Spring up like a well of living water down in our souls, even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we open our mouth to bless you, God, oh, God, come on in and inhabit our praises, God. Drive out everything that's unlike you, Lord, and let your glory have his way in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Shift every atmosphere, God, oh, God, that's unlike you, Lord. Take away every thought, God, that's not like you, God. Take away, oh, God, everything that's not like you, God, and help us to hold on to you. We're going to hold on to your hand, God's unchanging hand, and then bless us as we walk along this way. Thank you, God, that we're not in this fight alone. We're not walking along this treacherous pathways alone. But, God, you are with us. Your rod and your staff, it comforts us. God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we'll dwell in your house. We'll dwell in your presence, God. We'll be in your midst, God, because we seek you, God, first. Add all these things unto us. We glorify your name today, and we thank you for all that you've done. God, I call out the name of missionary Latondra Miller, Lord. You know the situation that's going on in her life. She asked for prayer for her son. She asked for prayer for herself and her family, God. Do it for your glory right now in the mighty name of Jesus. The young lady, oh God, the co-worker's sister, oh God, of missionary Howard, Lord, she's still holding on, God. So we're still calling out her name in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will heal, deliver, and set free. Break the shackle, break the stronghold right now, and let your glory be revealed in her life in the mighty name of Jesus. It's only those that are effectively and fervently pray. It will avail it much. And God, we got must continue to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the pastors in the Great Northern District. I call on my brother Brian Jones and brother Samuel Metcalf, Lord, and brother Herschel Chanel. I call out those that are laboring in this local area. God, allow us to take the land in the mighty name of Jesus. And then bless us as we go throughout this day. Take us to our different destinations safely, and then bring us back at the appointed place at the appointed time. Let this mind be in you. Let us have a mind to bless your name. All the day long, we want the mind of Christ, and his mind was to please you and to obey your will. That's what we are going to do today, to hear your voice, obey your words, and let your will be done in our lives. Now bless us on this day. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. You're worthy of praise. You're worthy, God, today. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. And you are so magnificent. I thank you for your glory, God. I thank you for your presence, Lord. I thank you for renewal even now, Lord. Hallelujah. And I bless your name this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.